Welcome to this inspiring message from Grace Life Church. We do hope you enjoy it. For more information about us, please see our website, www.greaterlife.org.uk.
God, in good times and in bad times. Like Carmen was saying, trust God. You know, we say we trust in God and we like to trust God. But what we need to remember is we need to trust Him all the time. Not just when things are good, but even through the tough times. That's when we need to remember to trust in Him, to remember His word. And one of my favorite Bible verses is in Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Because if you lean on your own understanding, you start thinking, you see things in the physical, you see things with your head. But the Bible tells us, lean not on your own understanding, because it is tough. So just trust in God. So sometimes we say, oh yeah, we trust God. And then tough times come and then we're stuck. But no, we need to learn to magnify God in our lives. Make other things in our lives smaller. So when the tough times come, see God, see how magnificent God is. Remember that the cup is always half full, not empty. The cup is always half full. Remember God's promises. Remember that we are victorious. We cannot be victorious if we do not go through tough times. Because that is the essence of us being victorious. Because you can't win a battle if you don't go into the fight. And then you are victorious. So as you go through it, you remember God is with me. So there is a difference in trusting God when things are going well and everything seems fine. It's very easy to say, yes, I trust God, you know, but the Bible never guarantees that you'll have a free ride right through. It does guarantee that God will be with you, but it doesn't guarantee a free ride. But when the dark moments come, they don't last. They don't last. You just have to remember that God will accomplish His purpose in your life. So I said earlier, because God uses trials, difficulties, pain, and He uses those to equip us. So, I mean, we've been through some tough years in our family, you know, and you just think, Lord, where are you? You know, Lord, where are you? Are you really with me? You know, you come to church and you can't even raise your hand to worship because you're in a bad place. But that is when you step out. That is when you say, devil, you don't have a hold on me. God has a hold in my life. And that is when you raise your hand even higher and you shout out louder and you praise God and you say, Lord, you are the true God. You are a loving God. You are the God of peace. You are a truthful God. That is when you praise God. Because through your praising, everything else becomes minimal. Everything else diminishes. Everything else becomes obsolete in your life. And you think, yes, God is really good. Today, I'm going to go through, we're going to look at Daniel, my boy. But we're going to look in the book of Daniel. Daniel 6 is such a good book on trust. Because I know we all know the story about Daniel in the lion's den. How did he get there? He trusted God. He trusted God, and those were bad times for him. But he trusted God, and God brought him through. And sometimes we look back and we think, you know what, if I'm younger, I have passion. And to be quite honest, I always thought that Daniel in the lion's den, he was quite a young man. Not until I was actually looking through this, because I'm not really a theologian and I don't study the Bible much. I read what I see, I like it, and that's it. And I was looking at it and I realized Daniel was actually 80 when he was put in the lion's den. So it's not about age, it's the passion he had, the love he had for God, the trust he had in God that brought him through. So there are other Bible verses that teaches us to trust God. So if you look at John 14:1, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me." So it shows that there will be times when our hearts are troubled. But when our hearts are troubled, do not feel troubled. Just trust in God. And Matthew 11:28 also says, it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened." So which means there will be times when we're weary. You see, this doesn't say that we have a smooth sailing. It says that times will come when you are weary, when you're burdened, when stuff's playing on your mind. But God says, "Come to me and I will give you rest." And that's a promise. And those are things we need to remember when we're going through tough times. And that's why my favorite verse is trusting the Lord with all your heart. Always just trusting Him. My boys will tell you everything. I said, just trusting God, you know. But when we look at Daniel 6, there is evidence in trusting God. It's like, why do we need to trust God? We need to remember God is all loving. So in Daniel 6, I probably will not read it, but I'll just go through it, you know, as the gist of it. But there was this king, and he set people apart to look after things for him. And he obviously had a soft spot for Daniel. He obviously liked Daniel. And so he set Daniel to oversee certain things, you know. And he thought, he put Daniel in charge because he loved Daniel a lot. So he put Daniel in charge of a province. And other people were jealous of Daniel because they thought, why should Daniel be given such a role? Why not me? Yeah, but the king knew why he put Daniel in that position. And it's obviously because God is all loving. God had Daniel's heart, or rather Daniel had God's heart, you know. And as the story goes on, you realize that the people start bickering and they start speaking to the king. You know, they start bickering and saying to him, look, Daniel's not doing this, Daniel's not doing that, watch it. You know, and so now they're trying to gang up on Daniel to find a way to get rid of him. So then they go to the king and they say to him, right, you know what, you need to have a decree that nobody can pray to any other god but to you. Nobody can speak above you. It has to be your name. Knowing very well that Daniel is someone who prays a lot to God. So they tell the king this, and then the king decided to have this decree and say, okay, anyone who prays to any other god but me will be thrown to the lions. So they told Daniel specifically this, that if you pray to any other god, you will be thrown into the lion's den. As soon as Daniel heard it, can you imagine what he did? He went straight to his room, faced Jerusalem, and like he always does, he prayed to God. He didn't pray to God to take away the problem. He prayed to God to give him wisdom in how to deal with the situation. So you understand, when trouble comes, we pray, God, let this pass. But no, he prayed to give him wisdom into how to deal with it. So the king, although he liked Daniel, he put Daniel's life in danger. By making that decree, he put Daniel's life in danger. He wasn't thinking about Daniel, he was thinking about himself. But God never thinks about himself. God always looks out for us. So it was never the other way round in the Gospels. Jesus never put us in danger. It was always him, because he is an all-loving God. He is an all-loving God. So he put himself in danger. Whereas with us, we look at him, we think, you know what? I'd rather keep myself whole. Let them go from the lady. Let them get her. Yeah? That is not love. But God is all loving. He puts himself in danger before us. He looks out for us. So while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And we should always remember that God is all knowing. So whatever situations we are going through, God is all knowing. He already knows the outcome. He already knows the outcome for us. So all he's trying to do is, guys, just trust me a bit more. Just trust me that little bit more. I know what the outcome will be. I know what the outcome will be. Just trust me. Don't look to yourself. He is all knowing. If a king knew the outcome, maybe he may not have put Daniel in there. So the king was not all-knowing. Daniel would never have ended up in the lion's den. The king did not know what they had in mind. He did not know what was requested. So he just made that decree, whereas God knew. It's like, how many times do we trust other people without knowing the full truth? You know, how many times, like, oh yeah, I trust you. Really? What is your agenda? We don't know. But we put our trust in people. And yet we don't know the agenda. We put our trust in people. So the first thing Daniel did when he heard, he went up and he prayed to his God. He prayed to God about the decree. He didn't pray to let it pass or let the king change his mind. He prayed, how would I continue? And we know this because in verse 11, the same group of people, because they knew Daniel, they knew what he would do. They went up to his room. They followed him. And it says, they went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. So you see, Daniel understood that God already knew, because God is an all-knowing God. So God already knew about the decree. And whenever something terrible happens to us, God already knows it. And he's already planned a victory for us. We just need to go through it. Now, a comforting thought. Again, like I said, I don't usually study. I just read these things and I look at it. But on this occasion, I was studying it because trusting God is a big thing for me. It's a really big thing for me. So I was looking at it. And the comforting thought I was reading, it says, if God has known about everything I'm going through from eternity past, then he has had all that time to plan and think of an answer for me. So he's had all the, he knows it all. He's an all-knowing God. So God is all-loving. He's all-knowing. And he's all-powerful. God is all-powerful. He's the sovereignty of God. There's no one greater or stronger than him. You know, so why did the enemies of Daniel come up with the idea? Because, I mean, they could have thrown him in the river. They thought, no, if we throw him in the river, he might come out. If they throw him into the lion's den, Now, you've been to zoos. Have you ever seen the lions being fed? I've been to a safari, and it was amazing because we're sitting on the track, and the lions were there, and the keepers were sitting on the edge of the track. Now, these were hungry lions, and they were just sitting there still. And as the keeper threw the meat, they just roared. And they just jumped on the meat and just grabbed it. And we were sitting in the van, and we were thinking, wow. You know, so can you imagine lions? And it wasn't one, because it says lions. And Daniel being put in this den with lions. It was like, they had already decided that you ain't coming out, boy. This is it. You're not coming out. But they used the decree to tie the king's hands, because remember, the king loved Daniel. So they went in verse 14, he said, the king was greatly distressed. He was determined to rescue Daniel and made every effort until sundown to rescue him. So he tried, but he couldn't. So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel down and threw him into the lion's den. The king knew something about leadership, because he said to Daniel, may your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you. So the king obviously knew something. So he knew Daniel was not guilty, but his hands were tied. But then he also knew that if Daniel has gone through to pray to a God, may that God rescue you. And he threw Daniel in. So it then continues. And verse 20 says, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice. After he had thrown him out, he went up and he couldn't sleep. The king was distressed. He couldn't sleep because he was worried. I say, he didn't want Daniel killed, but he was worried. So verse 20 says, he called to Daniel when he came back in an anguished voice. Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions? Now he stood there and he waited, and Daniel answered back. But Daniel, bearing in mind, he's also wise. He's got wisdom from God, because he has trusted God in everything. So Daniel answered back. He says, O king, may you live forever. My God has sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, O king. So you see, he was rescued. Now, nothing is impossible with God. Yeah. If God can get Daniel out of the lion's den unharmed, how much more our problems? None of us have faced a lion. And if God can shut the lion's mouth, how much more our little problem? How can he not heal us? How can he not provide for us? How can he not bless us? I mean, whatever we need, how can he not? All we have to do is to trust in him. Forget about our circumstances. Like Owen was saying earlier, yes, the circumstances might not be there, but remember what his word says. Remember what his word says, and keep going into his word. Just find that one thing about what you're going through, be it health, be it money, be it relationship, whatever it is, just find that one thing and stand on that and say, Lord, I'm trusting you, because this is what you said, and I'm trusting you on this, and this is how it is. Just stand on that one word. Okay. So it goes on to say, God in his love always wills what is best for us. In his wisdom, he always knows what is best for us. And in his sovereignty, He has the power to bring it all about for us. Okay, so what will trusting in God do for your life? What will trusting in God do for your life? Believe me, those who trust God will keep his word. They will keep going back to what the Bible says. If you trust God, you will keep remembering what the Bible says. And if you are not keeping God's word, it's because you are not trusting him. You've got to remember that there is a devil. He's very much real. He's not omnipotent, but he's very much real. He'll be whispering things in you. What the devil wants is for you not to trust God. As long as you do not trust God, you're trusting the devil. You're believing the devil. You're believing what the devil says. And you're giving him the power. But he's got no power over you. He's got no power over you. God has the power over your life. Trust in him. Don't trust in what the devil says. Don't trust in what you see or what you think is happening in your life. Don't trust in that. Trust in God. Yeah, the devil is behind all our mistrust. You know, once we believe what the devil says, we then find it difficult to come back to believing God. But the number one problem in our life is lack of trust in God. That is our number one problem, lack of trust in God. You know, it's easy, and believe you me, I've been through difficult times where, you know, you keep shifting. But as you shift, just come back again. And in those times, yes, it's difficult to have a big prayer, or it's difficult to actually remember that God is with you. But just say those little words, Lord, I'm trusting you. Because, you know, when you're in pain, it's very difficult to pray for yourself when you're in pain. You can't. And that's why the Bible says, when you're sick, get the elders to pray for you, because it's very difficult for you to do it yourself. But you call someone and say, look, pray with me for this. But whilst that person is praying for you, just say these little words, Lord, I give it to you. And the more you say it over and over again in your life, it starts to sink in. And you start to think, you know what, yes, I'll say it over and over in my life. And there may be just three little words. There may be just, thank you, Father. There may be just, Lord, I give it to you. Whatever it is, but just keep repeating it and making sure that it's definitely in relation to what the Bible says about you. Because we are awesome. We are awesome. God says we are awesome, and we have to believe it. We have to know it, that we are awesome, you know. So those who trust in God will pray more. Verse 10 in Daniel says, he went home to his upstairs room to pray. Three times a day he got down on his knees and he prayed, giving thanks. He was giving thanks to his God, just as he has done before. So don't think, oh, because I'm in this crazy situation. No, just give thanks. Give thanks to God. Because those who trust in God, those who pray about everything, their trust is in God. I know sometimes with my family, anything happens, the person is like, right, let's pray about it. Let's pray about it. Everything, let's pray. And it's not a big prayer. Believe me, I like praying, but it's not. I wish I could pray more, to be quite honest. But it's not a big half hour, 1 hour prayer time. No. We're in a situation right now. I'm talking 2 minutes prayer. 2 minutes prayer. Just remember what situation you're in. Pray about it. Give it to God, and that is it. That is it. It's not a big, yes, there are times when we need big, huge prayers, but it's not always. Sometimes you just need a 2-minute prayer, you know. And it's like we never saw Daniel doing otherwise. We never saw Jesus do otherwise. Or Paul. All these guys, when they were in difficult times, they prayed. Praying means you're trusting God. Praying means you're trusting God and you know He will bring you through. Sometimes the reason we don't pray, it could be as simple as because we don't trust God. And we don't pray because in our hearts we're thinking, what will be, will be. So let's ride it. And it's true, because there have been times that I've done that. It's like, you know, why should we pray? Let's just ride it. And why are you saying that? You're saying that because you don't trust God. Because you're scared that, well, what if I pray and nothing changes? That is fear. That is mistrust. We do not have the spirit of fear. We do not have the spirit of fear. So trust God and just remember who you are in Christ Jesus. So another thing that I will say is those who trust in God will serve God more. Because you trust in Him, you just want to please Him. So you just want to serve Him more. You know, and I go to say that, yes, lots of Christians, we condition our Christian life. It's conditional. Right, things are going good. Yeah, I praise God because things are great. You know, if things are bad, then, nah, I need to work on my own strength to fulfill it, to make it right. But no, let's not put God in a little box. Let's not give Him a condition as in, oh, I can only do it because things are going well. No, let's give Him the space to be able to just do His thing. Let's not give Him conditions, you know. And Daniel served God in good times and in bad times. And I said earlier, you know, sometimes we think, oh, when I'm younger, I've got the passion and I've got this. Yes, I can cast demons. Yes, I can do this. But like I said earlier, Daniel was 80. I was surprised when I read it because I had no idea. I actually thought when he was put in the lion's den, he was a young man. I seriously believe that. But he was 80. And he's still doing the will of God. He's still praying to God. He's still trusting God. You know, there's no age limit. We're only as, you know, we still can have that passion to just get up and go and just trust in Him no matter what. You know, it's just, oh, trusting God. And you know what? Those who trust God will win other people to God. You don't even have to go preaching or nothing. It's just the way of your life. People will look and say, how come you're not upset? How come this doesn't bother you? It doesn't bother me because I have a King of Kings. I have the Lord of Lords who's already fighting for me. And I know that the outcome will be to my benefit. So I don't have to worry. I don't have to stress about it. You know, sometimes my twin sisters, they say to me, oh yeah, but Maisel, you're too chilled. I said, no, I'm not too chilled. It's just because if I worry, will it change the outcome? No, it's not going to change the outcome. But if I trust in God and I pray about it, will it change the outcome? Yes, it will change the outcome. So I will do what I know I can do to change the outcome. I'm not going to sit there and start stressing. It's like, oh gosh, what if we did this? But this is happening. No, it's not going to change anything. I don't have the energy for that. And I've learned this a long time. You know, and I wish I had learned it even further. But we learn, we grow, you know. And still, as soon as I find myself stressing over something, I catch myself out. And I think, no. There's no point in worrying. I can't change it. Give it over to him. Okay. Now, in the last chapter, this is why I say, you know, your trust in God will win people to God. It says, then the king Darius wrote to all the people. So this is the king now. He's writing to all people, all nations and men of every language throughout the land. May you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. Because that God is the living God. He's a great. If he can get Daniel out, then guys, you worship him, not me. And so the king actually made a decree that they should worship him. You know. So the best evangelism strategy is to show the unsaved how much we trust God. How much we trust God. Let us go out today and make it our voice. Let's remember that in all things we will trust God. In all things, let's trust God. Let's go today remembering this verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Just trust in God. Amen.